Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Talking Puck Podcast. Tom Callahan, Mike Haynes here with you. Please follow us on Twitter. I'm at Callahan on air. He's at Buster the Dog 33. And Mike, we are past, I guess, the unofficial halfway point of the NHL season. We always kind of use that All-Star game break as not the real halfway, but it's a line of demarcation in the season. We get to a point now where you and I are looking at some of the leaders in different categories in and around the league. There are some expected names up there, like the Leon Draisaitls, Connor McDavids of the world, but some surprise names up there. Jonathan Huberdeau, I think, of the Florida Panthers is one of those guys we have to talk about having a surprising season. I'm really impressed with the year Steven Stamkos is having. There's some great stories here, and it's interesting, even within the lens of team success, like Florida's doing well, Tampa is still Tampa, but the Oilers are struggling, yet they have the top two scorers in the league. I mean, there's just a lot of different storylines that go with these individual statistics.
You know what? For me, you know what? We can talk later about the defensemen and the goaltending and the rookies, but you know what? When it comes down to it, I think most people are interested in who's leading in points. Who's leading in goals? Sure. You can throw assists in there as well, but points and goals are what people go, okay, that's what I'm looking for. And when you look right now, I'm going to go top six in points. You have Draisaitl, McDavid, Huberdeau, Kadri, Ovechkin, and Goudreau. And I just threw that in there because I like Johnny Goudreau so much. But I really do. I just really enjoy watching him play. And goals are almost, I think, more surprising. Draisaitl leads in a tie with Kreider, the Rangers. Then you have Austin Matthews, Ovechkin, not a surprise. But fifth, would you have picked at the beginning of the season Alex DeBrincat as the fifth leading goal scorer at the halfway point?
No.
And so I find the goals, and even if you go down the list even further and look at top 10, I mean, you got Kyle Connor, Dylan Larkin, Troy Terry. Those guys are all ahead of Connor McDavid. I think the goals are the most surprising to me. And who do you think's going to end up winning that? And who are you pleasantly surprised at seeing in the top eight that I just read off?
I love seeing Chris Kreider up there for the Rangers. He's having an incredible season. He looks great on the power play. He looks great at 5-on-5. It's just a real feel-good story for Kreider and the Rangers this year, his breakout season. DeBrincat is a bright spot in an otherwise really down year for the Blackhawks. I think that's great. Same thing with Kyle Connor with the Jets. And if you listen to Winnipeg analysts talk about Connor, they've always liked him, but waited for something, anything. Give me a big season. We know you can shoot. We know you're talented. I think he's doing that this year. So, you know, and Larkin and Terry, those are also nice stories. Here's the other thing, though. I want to go to Draisaitl and Kreider tied at 33 goals atop the league. McDavid, I think, has found balance in his game, whereas now the Draisaitl's emerged as almost more the scorer. Not that McDavid can't score, but and we see him score some ridiculous goals. But I think he has learned to use Draisaitl more as he's gotten older, more experienced as a player, because he has that talented guy with him. Now he's okay with feeding the puck and seeing the success that that can bring. I don't think he feels like he has to do it all himself anymore. And I think that's just an important shift in thinking for Connor McDavid. Look, they're still 1-2 in points, these guys, and they're going to be. And Nazem Kadri's having a killer season. He's fourth in points right now. But again, the Oilers can score all they want, and at times they do, but they let a lot in too. And that's why they're on the outside looking in.
Another name that we have to mention is Jonathan Huberdeau for Florida.
Yes.
I mean there's a team that's having a good season, but they've got some guys that you would think would be ahead of him, but he is really just coming to his own. He right now he is playing his best hockey. He's developed. It took a while, I think. We saw his ability. He teased us a little bit, but now we are really seeing what kind of player he is. He's been dynamite this season.
And the focus has been, you know, fairly on Barkov a lot for Florida. Everybody talks about Barkov, and you, he tended to overshadow Huberto a little bit, especially because he hadn't, till this point, put up these kinds of numbers. But now, and Barkov's been a little banged up this year, but you look at what Huberto is doing, and this is the guy they drafted him to be. It's interesting, isn't it, Mike, how some guys don't have those monster seasons like Kreider, like Huberto, until they've been in the league a couple of years, which is why the development model of giving up on a guy after his entry-level contract, if he hasn't shown you anything, is a little weird to me.
Especially if you came in the league at 18.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going, okay, you're 21, 22, and you're done? You didn't live up to it? I mean, the knock on Huberto had been maybe he wasn't a good enough skater in today's NHL. But, boy, he's piling up the points, doing well. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, now Ovechkin, now he had to miss some games, but he is at 29 goals. Where does he end up? I mean... I think he can get to 40. Can he get to 50 this year?
That's a tremendous question. And we talk about him chasing Gretzky's record. We've talked about that before.
That's the point. Yeah, that's the whole point of this. Right.
So 48 games, 29 goals this year for Ovechkin. So you're really talking about another, what do we got, 30 games, let's say, for the Caps. So... you know, he's not quite at obviously not a goal a game pace, but maybe every two thirds goals per game ish pace.
So maybe he gets to 43 to 45, possibly if he stays hot and stays healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's
he's not getting to 50 this year.
I don't think so. No, he'd have to go on a torrid scoring stretch. But that's the thing, is he really needs to hit 40 goals a year for the next several seasons if he wants to, but to catch Gretzky. But he is the guy, Mike, who is, if he's driven to do it, I think will just stay dogged in his pursuit until it happens. So this year, I think Ovi could get to that 40, 45 goal mark. I think he'll get to 40. I don't know about 45. The guy who we haven't talked about at all this year, and the one who, can you even call this guy a dark horse? But Austin Matthews.
We haven't
even talked about Toronto a lot this year. Toronto's having a very interesting season. They're good, but we just haven't talked about them. I know north of the border, it's always the rage to talk about the Leafs. But, you know, down here, we've got other stories we've talked about. Matthews is only one goal off the pace. And it's fair to question if Kreider can keep it up all year. And Draisaitl, we know, will he with Edmonton? They really need him to. But, you know, that's the thing, is Matthews is the guy shouldering that goal-scoring load in Toronto. I wonder if he's going to continue to... And he could hit a 50-goal mark. He is a streaky player. He's a great shooter. He's not afraid to shoot the puck. I think our goal scoring leader this year will end up with over 50 goals. I think we'll see a 50 goal season. I don't know if any of these guys get to 60.
No, I don't think so. I mean, Draisaitl's at 33 right now. I hard to believe he can almost double that with the games he got left. And I think the games get tougher as you get closer to the end of the season, if you're in the playoff race. I mean, it just gets tougher to score. It does as teams get ready for the playoffs. On the flip side of it, when you look at the goal scorers, the Rangers are in the playoff race. Toronto's in it. Washington's going to be in it. Will Edmonton be there? I mean, that's the thing. When you look at the top four, I mean, Brincat right now at number five, they're not going to be in it. Now, I'm not even sure about Connor in Winnipeg. I don't know what's going on there with Winnipeg. I think they got beat again last night. But but if you look at the race, it's tougher to score, but there's more drive to have to score because you need those goals.
Right.
But if you're Edmonton and you go to the last couple weeks of the season and you're out of it, boy, what happens to McDavid and Draisaitl at that point? You're just playing now for numbers, not to make the playoffs.
By the way, Draisaitl, McDavid, and Kadri for the Oilers, a combined 191 points this year.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, that's remarkable. It really is. But all right, I'll put you on the spot, then I'll put myself on the spot. Who wins the points race at the end of the season? Who wins the goals?
Oh, Good ones. Okay. You know what? I am going to say that Edmonton continues to, even with a new coach coming in, this is the only thing that could really mess it up is if for whatever reason they really change their style up. But I think Draisaitl again wins points just because he scores a few more goals. But the goal scoring race, let's see here. I think I'm going to pick Austin Matthews. I'm going to say Matthews does it.
Okay. All right.
I can tell you don't agree.
No, I'm mad because you took my pick. I don't want to say the same one. No, I'm just points wise, I think that Edmonton falls out of it, and I think Huberdeau wins with most points this year. Yeah, and
not a bad pick.
No, I think Florida is so good, and I think Edmonton's just going to fade. I don't think they're going to make it, and I think Florida's really going to push. And they're going to need Huberdeau. Again, this all is, you know, these guys stay healthy, obviously. Goals, boy, Draisaitl's just a monster. I know. It seems like I'm contradicting myself on the points, but I just think he's just a goal scorer. The only thing that could change my mind is if Ovechkin just gets hot. And then look out. He's the one guy that you go, okay. Out of all the players, he's the most pure goal scorer, and he's got that capability. But I know it contradicts what I said about I think Edmonton is going to fall, but I think Draisaitl is just a stud at scoring goals. He's just fun to watch. So anyway, it'll be fun to see. I mean, Huberdeau, it's funny because Draisaitl isn't in the top in the assists. But he's leading in points. Huberdeau is near the top in assists, but he's nowhere. You don't see his name in the top 10 in the goals.
Right.
So, you know, to me, I think you've got more chances to pick up points with assists. Obviously, you get more assists than goals. So that's why I'm saying Huberdeau, I think, can finish with the most amount of points.
See, and that's an interesting theory because I would take it the other way and say you look at a guy like Draisaitl, he could pick up some assists, but as someone who has the potential to score goals, which I know is harder to do than pick up an assist, you know, I thought that might keep Draisaitl a little bit ahead of him. But those are some really good picks. And if I have a sentimental, I'd like to see this guy finish high or even in the lead, Chris Kreider with the Rangers. Yeah. I'm not just saying that because he's on my fantasy team and has carried my team all year. Right. But we don't hear about these feel-good stories of guys just kind of popping up, leading the league in a category. Mm-hmm. But this year we've got two of them. We've got Kreider, we've got Huberdeau.
Yeah.
Talented players having fantastic seasons. So good for both of them.
Absolutely. We're rooting for both to do well and to finish strong. But, you know, those are the... those are the things I think that fans keep an eye on. You know, the goals and the points. Those are the stars of the league. Those are your best players in the league who are producing the most. And so those are the ones that we want to follow. And I know that fans are following as well.
Absolutely. All right. Well, good pod here. If you disagree with Mike or I, or you agree with Mike or I, you can certainly reach out.
Yeah, that would be naturally the way it would go.
Well, they'll agree with me. we are on Twitter. Mike is at BusterTheDog33. I'm at Callahan on Air. And, of course, we have our shows going on. We did announce in our last podcast, and I'll reiterate it here, Mike and I are going to take the show to 3 days a week. So Tuesdays and Thursdays now during the week at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific time, we'll be doing Talking Puck as well as our normal Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern slots on Twitch, YouTube. And now, of course, we're streaming on LinkedIn. We're streaming on Twitter. You can't get away from us. We're on Facebook Live. So anywhere you really just can't miss us. And if you do, shame on you.
And I saw that. I'm sure we made this announcement today. One of our podcasts that we're expanding. And I'm sure you'll read about in the New York Times tomorrow. So. Look for that.
Yes, in the media column.
Right, exactly.
Yes, except we were misnamed as Talking Pants. We do not talk about pants. We talk about hockey.
So, I know. Yeah. No, nobody wants to talk about my pants. I just wish I could still fit into my high school pants, but those days are gone.
Oh, for all of us, they are long gone. That's for sure. All right, everybody. Well, please like, follow, subscribe if you like the podcast. We appreciate you being here. And as always, we will talk to you on Sunday night and then Tuesdays and Thursdays as well. So for Mike Haynes, I'm Tom Callahan. Thanks for listening to the Talking Puck Podcast.